All right, great. Good morning, everybody. My name is Phil Albrechts. I'm the hearing examiner for Kitsap County. This morning, I'm holding a hearing on applications for shoreline substantial development permit and shoreline variance for a proposed leachate pond. The file number for this one is, this is where my bad vision comes in. Hold on a second. Okay, permit numbers 23-01534 and 23-01249. The hearing format is we'll start off with a presentation from staff, Jennifer Kreifels, who prepared the staff report for this project, will give us an overview of the project. Once she's finished, we'll move on to applicant comments. And applicants, you don't have to speak today if you don't want to, but that'll be your chance to do an opening presentation and why it should be approved. Then we'll move on to public comments, and Ms. Walston says we do have some members of the public out there. We'll make sure that all of you who want to say something today will have an opportunity to do so. Once public comments are done, we'll go back to Ms. Kreifels to answer any questions that were raised during public comment, and also she has a chance to complete the record with other information if she finds that necessary. Then the applicant gets final word. That's kind of a due process constitutional thing that they get, and after they're finished, I'll close the hearing, which will likely be today, and then I have 10 business days, a couple weeks to issue a final decision. Now, by state law, I'm only allowed to consider evidence that's put into the record today, and that record is composed of all the testimony that's provided by staff and then any exhibits, documents that are admitted into the record. Ms. Kreifels has, as I said, authored the staff report for this project, and she's also compiled a list of documents that she would like to be considered for the final decision on this. So at this point, I'm going to try sharing my screen. Let's see if I can do that. Perfect. One second. I guess I have too many windows up here. Hold on. Ah, there it is. Okay. Let's share that. All right. So hopefully, Ms. Walston, can they see the complete exhibit list there? Is that visible on the screen?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, as you can see here, we have quite a few documents that Ms. Kreifels wants to be reviewed. That's because there are some, you know, environmental issues associated with this kind of application. We've got the staff report, channel calculation report, some civil plans, critical areas report, which assesses the environmental impacts of the proposal, a JARPA, which is another permit application for working in state waters. We have photographs and the SEPA checklist that's used to determine if an environmental impact statement is necessary, and that was found not necessary in this project. Stormwater review, variance analysis, project description, geotechnical report to address the geotechnical issue, and then a liquefaction slope assessment, then some of the proposed existing structures involved, the no net loss, which is a standard under state law that breaking shorelines must result in no net loss of ecological function. Got the application narrative, the SEPA determination, which is, as I said, was no environmental impact statement is necessary, stormwater conditions necessary for the project, and some notice documents and that kind of thing. A total of 25 documents so far. At this point, I just want to ask if anyone needs to see any of those documents or has any objection to their entry in the record. If you're in the meeting room, just kind of wave your hand and say, I need to look at something, or I object to one of these documents. If you're participating virtually, just click on the raise hand button at the bottom of your screen. Objections are essentially based on minor technical issues that the report's not relevant to this proceeding or not authentic, you know, that there's a photograph that says it's a picture of the project site and it's a picture of something else, really. So, okay, hearing seeing no objections, I'll go ahead and admit exhibits 1 through 25. Stop my share and I'll swear Ms. Kreifels in. Ms. Kreifels, just raise your right hand. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth, nothing but the truth in this proceeding?
I do.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
All right, thank you. Good morning, Examiner Albrechts. And for the record, my name is Jennifer Kreifels, and it's spelled J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R-K-R-E-I-F-E-L-S. And I am a planner with Kitsap County Department of Community Development. Today I will present shoreline variance 2301534 and shoreline substantial development 2301249 for replacement of the existing leachate storage pond located at the Olympic View Sanitary Landfill Facility. And I'll probably refer to that long name as OV or OVSL for the remainder of the presentation. All right, slide two here. We have the applicants are seeking approval of a shoreline variance per 22200100A6 in Kitsap County Code. And the shoreline jurisdiction includes buffers necessary to protect critical areas that are located within shoreline jurisdiction. Therefore, the shoreline jurisdiction includes the full wetland buffer of 300 feet and the type F stream buffer of 150 feet. The request is to reduce the category one standard wetland buffer from that 300 feet to 140 feet or 46%, and the standard 150 foot type F stream buffer from 150 feet to 75 feet or 50%. The applicant can currently request approval of the shoreline substantial development permit, which is a type two, and is administrative, generally under director's approval. However, in this case, it's dependent on the shoreline variance approval, therefore included in this recommendation to the hearing examiner. The proposal to upgrade the pond is to prevent a potential failure along the existing pond's north embankment and to satisfy Washington Department of Ecology's Dam Safety Office's seismic stability requirements defined in their 2019 report, and that was conducted by Stantec Consulting 2021. The property is owned by Waste Management. The Olympic View or OVSL shoreline variance application was deemed complete April 12th and the shoreline development permit May 16th of 2023. Pursuant to Washington Administrative Code 197.11355, the Department of Community Development used an optional DNS process for the project. The SEPA 30-day comment period previously occurred concurrent with a notice of application dated August 11, 2023. A determination of non-significance was issued May 2, 2024, and no appeals were filed. Therefore, the SEPA determination is final. No comments have been received to date. The site is located in South Kitsap and addressed as 10015 Southwest Barney White Road in Bremerton, Washington. There are three parcels included in this proposal. They are 10203012028 1002, and the second and third parcels begin with 102301, the second of which ends in 0031003, and then we have 0051001, as you can see on the screen. Let me see here. I kind of lost my spot. All right. The proposal is comprised, let's see. Oh, and it is within Section 10, Township 23, Range 1. The site is accessed from Southwest Barney White Road. This is a privately maintained public right-of-way in the City of Bremerton Municipality. Here are Kitsap County historical imagery shots from 1994 and 2021. The OVSL had operated from 1963 to 2003 and occupies approximately 65 acres in unincorporated Kitsap County. And I just wanted to apologize. I believe on the staff presentation PowerPoint, 1963 should really say 1994. The 1963 is the established original date, but the mapping, I believe I received that off of Kitsap County parcel search. So that's just a typo on there. The landfill is in a 30-year post-closure monitoring and maintenance period. The existing leachate pond is used for environmental monitoring and is located near the western border of the landfill. The proposed project area where the new leachate pond would be constructed is the previously developed area that largely reflects the old leachate ponds that were historically constructed. The proposal indicates that ponds within the shoreline jurisdiction would be reconstructed in their original location. However, the department must consider this as being a new use at that location since the abandonment occurred more than 2 years ago per Kitsap County Code 22400100A4. If a use is discontinued for 12 consecutive months or for 12 months during any two-year period, any subsequent use, if allowed, shall comply with the Shoreline Management Act and this program. The Kitsap County zoning map indicates the subject site as well as all of the adjacent parcels are zoned rural protection. And these are critical area maps from Kitsap County parcel mapping. The upper map indicates rural conservancy, a shoreline environmental designation with associated wetlands. The Union River main stem with tributaries is at the west, north, and south of the project site, including a type F stream to the south. The map below shows moderate landslide, erosion, and seismic hazard areas. The site plan here delineates the wetland at the north, and if you can see the legend, that is in blue, and there is streamlined in purple detail. Slide 10 shows mitigation sequencing was used to demonstrate the proposed project, and it will adhere to the requirements defined in Kitsap County Code 22400110 to ensure no net loss of ecological functions occur. The submitted enhancement plan includes the installation of 2,902 trees, shrubs, and ground cover plantings. This plan is intended to enhance approximately 46,565 square feet of degraded wetland buffer north of the proposed project site. And here are some site photos of the existing stormwater facility. We face north in the top photo, northwest in the left, and on the right bottom, we have northeast facing. Some more photos. We're showing the photo at the upper left, and this slide faces southwest. To the right, we are looking southeast, and the lower photo faces directly south. Based upon these findings and the decision criteria as presented in the Kitsap County Code sections mentioned, staff finds the proposed application conforms to the variance criteria in Kitsap County Code 22500100E and substantial development criteria in Kitsap County Code 22500100B. And this is for a public facility. Department of Community Development recommends that the shoreline variance permit and the shoreline development permit requests for the Olympic View Leachate Pond proposal be approved, subject to the recommended conditions. And this concludes staff's presentation. Of course, I'm available for questions. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Ms. Kreifels. Yeah, that was really helpful in clarifying the extent of the proposal. Let's move on to the applicants. Did the applicants want to say anything at this point?
Not at this point.
Okay. All right. We'll move on to public comment. And Ms. Walston, you mentioned we did have some members of the public sitting out there. Do we have a sign-in sheet we can go through, or how should we go about?
We do have a sign-in sheet. I will grab that real quick.
Okay. And for those of you who wish to testify today, we'll just need you to go up to the podium and I'll swear you in at that point to ask you how to spell your last name, and then you can go ahead and make your comments. And also want to make sure everyone understands if they want to get a copy of the decision, the most helpful thing you could do is put your email address in the sign-in sheet, and that way Ms. Walston can be sure to email that decision to you. If you don't have an email address, that it, you know, it can be sent to a physical address as well. So Ms. Walston, and do we have anyone who wants to speak from the list?
Mr. Meyer?
Okay, Mr. Meyer, come on up to the podium.
Okay, he's gonna pass. Would you like to come up and speak? Okay, I guess we're good then.
Oh, no speakers today? Okay, all right. Well, that makes it simple, I guess. And just to confirm, Ms. Walston, we have no one who wants to speak at this point. Is that correct?
Hold on just 1 second. If you wanted to ask a question, you can come on up.
Well, I'm going through divorce. I got the paperwork telling me about this late. I can't find my paperwork on my house. But I don't know if my house is part of this or not. And if it is, how is it going to affect me or whatnot? I just don't know nothing about it. I heard about it late.
Okay, so we've got a member of the public who has some questions as to whether or not his parcel is included and how it relates. We've got, but he's just not interested in speaking publicly. So, okay. Ms. Kreifels has offered to come speak with him afterwards.
Okay. Will that work with the person in the audience?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, all right. All right, very good then. Okay, then I will then go ahead and close the hearing, and it looks like it probably meets all the criteria. Since this involves a variance, as the applicants probably know, it has to be approved by Department of Ecology as well, if I approve it, and that'll be the process from this point forward. So, and I thank you all for participating today, and we're adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Ms. Walston, I'll see you at 11 o'clock.
All right, thanks. See you then. Okay.